Let's catch up with Nick at Superior Outfitters this week. Nick, it sounds like ice fishing is pretty much in full force now, although I think a lot of people are still waiting on the ice conditions to improve. What are you hearing, bud?
Well, things are a little dicey out there. You know, there's a lot of snow, a lot of slush on some of the lakes, but the nice thing is before the snow fell, we were looking at anywhere from 3 to 6 inches on the lakes anyway. So as long as you're careful, use a spud, don't go alone, take your picks. You know, go somewhere familiar too. But this cold spell is going to help. We got that insulating layer, but, you know, with days in the teens pretty much and, you know, real low temps at night, things are going to get better over the next couple days.
Now, you're only hearing about inland lakes, right? I mean, you're not hearing about any bays on Lake Superior or any bigger bodies of water?
No. Stay off the big stuff. You know, you might have a bay here or there on some of the bigger water, but dicey at best. I'd stay inland.
So could you give me just a laundry list of a handful of lakes just to give an idea to folks, you know, what you're hearing? For instance, I know they're fishing on Independence, so where else are you hearing?
Guys have been out on Teal. A lot of the small inland lakes in the Hiawatha are getting hit. Guys have been fishing those for quite a while, actually. Of course, you're going to have a lot of snow and slush there like you normally do, but definitely hearing some good reports there. I know that's a big section of water, but chances are a lake or two you like is included in that area.
Yeah, for sure. Anything about Autrain or any of those lakes?
You know, I haven't heard anything on Autrain yet. mostly the smaller lakes out there is what guys have been hitting. They're going for panfish and pike, so there's plenty of little stuff that you can get out on. You know, they're a little shallower, typically, so they're pretty safe.
So you're mostly hearing about panfish. What's been working there? Pretty basic stuff?
Yeah, spikes, waxies, guys just jigging flies. You know, they're pretty darn active at the moment.
Have you heard anything about any walleye or pike?
No great pike reports. You know, nothing of size. Guys are getting keeper walleye, though. Of course, it's smaller inland lakes at this point, but they're getting a few here or there. Most of the guys I talked to are actually targeting pike and just happened to get the walleye. It sounds like they're in shallow.
So it's kind of a medium sucker bite kind of thing?
Yeah, medium shiners, medium suckers.
Okay. Well, let's finish up the ice fishing talk. Give me the rundown of your live bait selection available at Superior Outfitters.
So for your minnows, we've got large and medium suckers. We've got large and medium shiners, we've got rosies, we've got small and medium fatheads, wigglers, spikes, waxworms, boiled salmon eggs, and then probably another, 15 varieties or so of coho and king eggs that you can boil up or tie into sacks for trout.
Well, that's exactly where I want to go, is talk about the rivers. I heard they've still been producing some damn nice steelhead and a few browns, so if we can get a little more time from you?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that. That's what I've been doing last week. It's just nuts.
Awesome. Nick at Superior Outfitters, stay tuned. We'll jump into the rivers later this hour right here. The Outdoor Show.